Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m., December 18th, 2018, Tuesday, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is doing great this afternoon hour. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. I am so happy to bring you this program at this time. We hope and pray that you are pumped up also to hear Brother Oscar's beautiful voice. I'm just joking with you. But we hope and pray that you all are happy and having a great day in the Lord today. You know, here in Dayton, Ohio, and we live outside Miamisburg, Ohio, we having some beautiful weather. Though it may be a little chilly maybe for some, but you know, when you're inside and warm inside, you can have a cup of hot chocolate, a cup of joy, and just sit down and relax and listen to the beautiful voice of Brother Oscar today. I'm so delighted. I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm so pumped up today. I'm so pumped up today to be bringing you Chatting from the Word. We have another delightful program today, and we're so happy to bring this program today. We are going to do a reading from one of my books, Peaceful Places in the Storm, God is in Control. We're going to be reading from chapter 8, the chapter I entitled Selah, Left Pause to Think. So we're going to try to read a portion from that today. And we're going to leave it with you. We hope that you go out and buy a copy of A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control. We hope that you do that. We hope that you buy this Brother Oscar book and enjoy it. Okay? Like I said, we are so grateful. We are so delighted to be bringing you this podcast at this time. And as always, we hope and pray that you are learning something. I think that God wants us to help each other to travel this journey together in life, and for us to help each other to make it on to heaven, knowing at times things do get tough. That's why we need the body of Christ and members, as Paul said, as members in particular. That's what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12. We should be helping each other. We should be encouraging one another. We should be just be there for one another. And that's the reason why Brother Oscar is so glad to bring you this program at this time, Chatting from the Word at 2 o'clock. We hope that you have time to listen to it. And we hope that you have time to call in. If you're at home, go get your pencil and paper so that you can write the number down so you won't forget it. And you can put it somewhere where you won't forget at 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Brother Oscar is on the air at Blog Talk Radio, where you can dial in and you can hear the show live, or either you can have questions for me. If you want to talk with me about something that I've been teaching, you can ask your questions too. The area code is 657-383-0883. Again, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a desire to talk with Brother Oscar, you can do that. You're welcome to talk with Brother Oscar about anything, of course, spiritually now. I had to get that correct. Center. Of course, spiritually, you can talk with me about anything and things that we have been discussing on the air on both shows, on YouTube and on the podcast, if you have questions to ask. All right. If there's a prayer request, if you want Brother Oscar to pray for, you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, it's time to call him in now. If you have some that you want Brother Oscar to pray for you on the air, we'd be welcome to do that, because James 5 says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So you can call in your prayer request before we do time of prayer. You can call in your prayer request, okay? It was David who said, "Hear me when I called, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and righteous name. Father, thank you this. Thank you, Father, this day for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for this hour, Father, that we have to spend together chatting about your word. Father, we come praying, Father, for those that are having difficulties right now, Father. Because, Father, we recognize that we can't travel this journey without difficulties. Just be with us so that we can make it through these difficulties and get ready to step over to the other side. Be with you, Father, in Jesus' name. And, oh, Father, we pray for your son, Jesus, thanking you for allowing him to come down on this earth to die and to live and to die on the cross and to rose again and help us to be saved and to bring salvation down. Oh, Father, we pray for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with their spirit. Father, we pray that you keep on blessing them to live for you, Father. We pray that you be with their illnesses, wherever that may be, Father. We pray, Father, that you be with their struggles, whatever that may be, Father. We pray for our young people, Father, that you be with them, help them to keep on keeping on in a world that really don't care about you, Father. We ask that you help them to keep on holding your hand so they can keep on being in you and inspiring the world to see you through them. Oh, Father, we pray for our program. We pray, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to help someone out there spiritually, Father. And be with the reading of our chapter today, Father. We pray that those that may hear, they may listen with an attentive ear and may go out and purchase a peaceful place in the storms. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for praying with us and praying along with us. You know, sometimes we got to talk with the Father sometimes. Because sometimes I believe the Father recognized that we have it hard down here. We got to recognize our Lord Jesus came down and he lived among us. And he was 100% man and 100% spirit. And whatever you go through down here, whatever you're going through, our Lord went through it also. Don't think he can't be touched by our infirmities, as the Bible says. Because he can. He knows what we are going through. So when we are talking to the Father through him in Jesus' name, the Father hears us because he has love for us. He have mercy for us. He loves us. And I believe sometimes the Father loves us better than we love ourselves. We just don't sometimes love ourselves enough. Isn't that right? And it's always at this time when we are always down on ourselves, don't have enough money, don't have enough time, Don't have enough this and that for the family. Don't have enough. But you know what? When you have the Lord Jesus in your life, you have enough. Because he is enough. Like he told the woman at the well, I give you the living water. You remember that story? The water I give you, Jesus, you'll never thirst again. Oh, my friend, isn't it good to have some of that living water? The water that Jesus, the water Jesus, the water that you'll never thirst again, that will quench every thirst that you ever will have. And that's Jesus, my friend. That is Lord. All right. You know what I'm getting ready to ask you, Kip, because we want to keep our program on the air. We want to keep it going. And I've said many times, Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man. And I want you to know that. I'm struggling like everybody else. It's just I enjoy bringing this program on to you. I enjoy teaching about Jesus Christ. And I enjoy chatting with you at the 2 o'clock hour and also on chatting from the Word on YouTube. And you know what I'm doing. I'm saying that this is not a hard and easy job. It would be at first. But don't you know I spend the whole day broadcasting, special Mondays. I spend all day broadcasting it to you so that you can see it on YouTube. Do it constantly, as many may know. And I do it individually because I care about you. And I hope that you are watching YouTube, listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. I'm constantly posting it on different entities, on different sites. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I don't go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to get the word out there so that others may hear and be saved. So I believe it's worth my time to do this, and I hope you feel that it's worth your monies to keep it on the air. Please do that for us. And we don't ask much. $1, $2, $10, $20 a month would be sufficient. And if we have some churches out there that's listening, your elders, your deacons, if you can put it in your budget for next year to support Chatting from the Word, it would be very much appreciated so that we can keep it on the air, so that we can keep on chatting about God's beautiful, beautiful words. And if we have been some inspiration to you, if we have been some aid to you in your Christian walk, help us to keep being helping you to see the Lord. Help us to help others see the Lord. Join with Brother Oscar in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to as many people as can accomplish to get this program to. So please help us here at Chat from the Word. We don't act for that much. And also here in Dayton, Ohio, I don't talk about this too much because I actually don't know what people are feeling in this area when it comes to the body of Christ. We know, and I know, that they have closed many doors here in the city of Dayton and the surrounding cities. They have closed a few doors of the Churches of Christ around here. And some churches have changed their name and changed their doctrine. So basically, we need to begin a work here in Dayton, Ohio area. We the name of Jesus Christ and lift his name higher than before, as high as we can get it. We need to allow Dayton to ring out for the Lord. And if you stay in Dayton, Ohio area, and if you agree with Brother Oscar, contact him. Contact him. You can contact me on Facebook. You all know I'm on Facebook. You can inbox me if you don't want no one else to know that you're talking with Brother Oscar about this project. You can inbox me. Don't be ashamed to inbox me. I'm not a booger bear. I don't know what's out there about me. I'm just being honest. All Brother Oscar is trying to do is give his life to the Lord Jesus and want to help someone that's out there that feel the same. And that's all I'm trying to do. So if you live in this area, please join me in starting a work here in the city of Dayton, Ohio. Always, if you want to contact me, you can always contact me. Like I said, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me if you want to talk with me. If you want to request on the show here, you can do that. And, of course, we have a comment section beneath the show. If you want to put your comments there, you're welcome to do. And, of course, you can email me at the address, oscar343@gmail.com, or you can leave a line or two in my website. Page officeryoungpublishing.com. But while you're there, order my book. Like I said, we're going to read a section from my book today, Peace, Place, and Storms, God's in Control. I authored that one, and that's 2150, and Bridges of Friendship. I also authored that. That's a fictional book. And also authored that, and that's 2150. And if you want both books is selling for $43. Okay? So we're going to read some of chapter 8 today, and we hope and pray by reading this chapter that would get your interest up in buying this book. So Brother Oxy got to eat too. I'm a writer, and that's what I do. I'm a minister, I'm a writer, I'm a author, I'm a publisher, and I'm a host. I want to have a good season too, like everybody else. To order for your books and buy somebody a book for the season. I don't want to say Christmas, but Xmas, my birthday. But if you want to give a gift for someone, my books make a nice gift. Okay. So, with that said, before we do the message, I'll do the reading. We want to play another song for you, okay?
When we remember, when we remember,
I hope y'all enjoyed that selection. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. All right, we're going to do a reading from chapter 8 of my book, A Peaceful Place in the Storm. I'm thinking you don't have to get your Bible today. You don't have to do that part of getting your Bible unless you want to read. We have sold, I guess, about a couple of hundreds of copies of this book in the past 10, 15 years, 20 years, or whatever. And I know several have brought this book and have a copy. And when you listen to this, if you want to get your book and read along, that's fine. And the chapter we are coming from is chapter 8. It's called Selah. Let's pause to think. As a longshore seaman or fisherman travel the open seas, they encounter many storms, dangerous storms that begin in the open seas. When that occurs, you know that there would be trouble lurking. An experienced seaman or fisherman knows the signs are the most dangerous storms. When they are made aware of those dangers, they usually stay ashore. Most seamen know that storms are hard to predict, and every time they go out into the open sea, there is a possibility of a storm brewing that may put their lives in danger or peril. The modern-day seamen or fishermen usually prepare themselves by studying the weather patterns or listening to meteorologists who may know something about storms that develop over the open seas. They prepare themselves accordingly by both carrying a two-way radio or a phone, bringing along a water-resistant radio, or tell others of their plans or coordinates of their locations. No wonder most of Jesus' apostles were fishermen. Not only did they know how to catch fishes in the sea, which made them great fishermen of men, but they knew firsthand of troublesome times, danger, and fear, which at times builds faith, just like the song states. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Lovers of so many are called, losing their home of gold. This is God's word is told, evil abounds. When these signs come to pass, nearing the end at last, it will come very fast. Trumpets with sounds. Trouble will soon be all happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning, night, or noon. Many will meet that doom, trumpets with sound. All the dead shall rise righteously in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. As a seaman or fisherman, we as Christians recognize that we are in this world, and being in this world, troubles or strong storms will come. At times, we as Christians know the signs, but when we travel in unfamiliar waters, some troubles are hard to predict. Just like the longshore seaman or fisherman study the weather patterns or seek the knowledge of a meteorologist before traveling a dangerous sea, we as Christians study God's word to seek an advice of a well-versed minister or a well-seasoned Christian who should know some pitfalls we may encounter or may run into. As Christians, we recognize that this life that this life is a journey that is dangerous at times, with many pitfalls, with many disappointments, with many hurts, with many temptations. Most of us need to understand we are just travelers traveling the rough seas. In the roughest of seas, storms will pop up from time to time. But as Christians, we are in a good ship. Christ Jesus himself is the captain of our ship. With Christ being our captain, we can have a peaceful place in the storms. For some of you who have not as of yet figured it all out, you need to before it's too late. Because one day it will be too late, and you cannot turn back the hands of time. Many people that I had the opportunity to talk with let me know that if they were just a little bit younger, if they had a little bit more time, if they just could turn back the hands of time, they would probably handle most of their struggles in life a little differently. Most think that way, and I'm not the exception to the rule. I too think just maybe if I could do it all over again, would have done it or handled my struggles a little differently. I am reminded over and over again, as I look back at my life in retrospect, one thought comes to mind. Regardless of how I have done things or handled things, God is in control and knows what is best for all of us. In Matthew 8:23-24, Jesus knew that one fact. The fact that God the Father is in control of everything and has everything in the palm of his hand. I believe that is why he was able, Jesus, to sleep in the midst of the storm or the worst of it. It was not until his disciples became afraid and woke him up. Jesus asked them, why were you afraid? Did they have faith or no faith at all? That's when Jesus rose up and rebuked the wind and the sea. Though we are living in the 21st century, Jesus our Lord can do the same for you. Are you a young man whose heart just been shattered because your girlfriend just broke up with you? Or are you a young lady whose boyfriend just left you pregnant, homeless, and broke? Are you a husband whose wife just left you for another man? Are you a wife whose husband just left you for another woman? Are you a young person who just finished college and graduated top of your class and is now going on 2 years and you have not found that perfect job or career that corresponds with your degree? Are you the middle-aged man that has been on the job for 15 years and has lost your job with no income coming in and you are about to lose everything? Are you middle-aged and getting ready to be a senior citizen like myself and have not had the opportunity at a career or a job you can excel in? Are you the one who just lost a loved one to the disease and the doctors do not have an answer for you? Are you the one who just found out yourself you have that dreadful disease that's going to make your life, that's going to take your life in 6 months? Are you asking yourself all the important questions? How did I get it? When did I get it? What's going to take place before I die? Am I prepared to die? Who is going to take care of my family? To wind it all up, are you the one that's going to temptation after temptation? Are you? I am here to tell you that everything is going to be all right because God has a plan for your life. even in the storm and in the fire. God is molding you, making you, testing you, and guiding you. For some, he is guiding you to the light. For others, he is testing your faith in him. And for many others, he is molding you for greater work so that he, God, may get the glory. It was the Apostle Paul who wrote these words. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built upon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, it shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 15. Brother James says it like this, the author of the book of James, penned these words, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." James 1, 2 through 3. The Apostle Paul also penned these words, "According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." Ephesians 1, 4 through 6. I believe when we go through the fire, through the storms of life, or as James so eloquently puts it, fall into diverse temptations, we need to hold strong even in the mightiest of storms. For those of us who are Christians, we need to be like a tree that's planted strongly in the ground. You see, if you are strongly planted, a strong storm cannot pull you up. It may bend you, but it would not pull you out. It was the Psalm of David who penned these words, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Counsel, I lost my place. Okay, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. If we just hold on to in the storms, the Lord has a greater plan for us. If we hold on and not faint. It was the prophet Isaiah who penned these words, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 40, 31. If we contend through the storms, that will be a blessing in the calm. If we continue to contend in or through the struggles, our Lord will see us through them. It was you who said, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it's needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Jude 3. The word contend means struggle, to deal with a difficulty. So it's through the storm that we keep the faith, or our faith grows stronger. When we talk about literal storms, there have been some strong storms that have hit several states and cities in the United States and left damaging effects afterward. Loss of life, destruction of property, flooded streets, overrun rivers. The list just goes on and on. When New Orleans, Louisiana, Texas were hit with the devastating storm called Katrina, many properties were destroyed. Many lives was taken. It left some of the most devastating damage any storm could have done. And as they begin to rebuild after Katrina, here come Rita right on her heels to do more damage, even damaging what was being built after Katrina. I say, where could one turn to, or whom could we turn to when they are in the midst of a storm? Most would say turn to Jesus. Others might say, being doubtful, how can Jesus change things? If you ask me, Jesus can change things because nothing is impossible with the Lord on our side. It was the Apostle Paul, these words, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. One thing I do not read here is that we are not going to have problems. I do not read that here. But what I do read here is, I can do all things in Christ. One may ask, what does that truly mean? Well, when you are in Christ, you are in the family of God, and that's in the family one has the strength and support. We're going to end it there. We're going to leave with you right there. We hope that you was listening. I hope that you go out and go to my web page and buy a copy of A Peaceful Place in the Storm. And you can't find it nowhere else. It's on my web page that you can buy our book. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I'll be thy name for. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the reading of this book. We hope and pray that all the listeners have a good day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. And we see you. Not see you. Excuse me. And we'll be back on tomorrow at the same time. And as I just said, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye, and we hope all have a wonderful, wonderful day.